Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is a survey that was just done by a CBS poll, and what that this is coming out of that narrative of the last 8 years and what they've been saying. This is what people now believe from this survey. Listen to what the survey says. It says nearly 66% of Democrats believe that while Islam is dangerous, Christianity is just as bad. I mean, you think about that. But the narrative, what we heard coming out of the White House, what we heard coming from the courthouses, what we heard coming from all the media, they were trying to, you remember the National Prayer Breakfast where former President Barack Obama stood up and said, let's don't forget the Crusaders here. Let's don't get on our high horse. I mean, he began to really just put that, compare. And the reason why the Crusaders came along is because there was radical Islam beheading folks, and the church had to rise up at that day and deal with what was happening to stop it. Well, there's different forms of government today, and we're having to rise up and stop it today. So 66%, nearly 66%, the survey says, of Democrats surveyed said in the survey said that Christianity, as a matter of fact, look at this next slide right here. This is what they said. They said, This trusting attitude towards Islam is revealed in a new CBS poll. According to the poll of more than 1,000 adults, about 7 in 10 Democrats believe that Christianity, Judaism, Mormonism, etc., all that, encourage just as much violence as Islam. I mean, come on. I mean, think about this. This one particular man that had a mindset about God, and he was agnostic and atheist, And they were talking to him, and they said, well, listen, let me give you this little scenario here. Okay, you're riding in this road in the middle of the woods. I mean, it is dark. There's nobody around. You've been driving for miles. And all of a sudden, your car breaks down. You get out. Your tire's flat. You're trying to fix your tire. You can't fix it. There's no phone call to call. There's nobody you can reach. You're all by yourself. And all of a sudden, you hear some people coming through the woods. You can hear the leaves crunching. You can hear them getting closer and getting closer and getting closer. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, you know, your tension's up. You don't know what's about to happen. And this is the question he asked him. He started seeing these five guys come his way. He says, this is the question I want to ask you. Of all the people those five guys can be, would you be glad to find out they were Christians coming? And he said, yes. Even an atheist knows that Christianity, walking, you know, humbly before the Lord, is a blessing to a country. And this atheist said, it's nothing like this survey's talking. As a matter of fact, the survey goes on to say here that only 14% of Democrats believe that Islam encourages more violence than religion. But you understand, 8 years, if you are 18 years old today, by the time when former President Barack Obama was in office, you were 10. I mean, what were you paying attention to at 10? But you're starting to pay attention in the next 8 years. So all you heard basically was that narrative coming out of the White House, coming out of the courthouse, coming out of media. And look how easily you can change mindsets where things that are not true, people start believing is true. Just to let you know that the Christianity is an amazing presence in a nation. A nation is blessed whose God's the Lord's. The economy's blessed. America is a Judeo-Christian nation. That's why it's been the most blessed nation in the history of the world outside of Israel. And it's just a lie. It's just not true. But people believe that lie. And this is why it's so important for VFN TV and us to stay together and begin to have a true conversation about what's going on.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Yeah.